This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, it is primetime with Asachi and Souk. Still raining, by the way.
An anniversary edition.
Are you worried about Green Day yet?
No, because I have no problem pulling the chute. No problem whatsoever.
Let me check the radar for
you. We're meeting the family down there, and I'll tell you what. My family knows one thing about me. I have no problem. None. Being like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. This is a thing that happens from time to time. Like, the BTJ will be out and she'll be like, hey, you need to come by and have some drinks and meeting some friends. And I'm like, okay, so I'll cruise by after work. I'll make about 3-4 laps around looking for a parking spot. And she knows that after about 5 minutes, if I can't find a place to park, it's not happening. I'm just, couldn't find a place to park, going home. You know, there's certain limits that I put on my time. And after a certain point, we're not doing it. So no, if it's raining, I'm like, hey, you guys can go. I'll meet you at home.
Looks like it's still going to clear out for you.
That's the fingers crossed. And by the way, I looked it up for your Hot Oregon Live subscription. Mm-hmm. It's 33 cents.
A month?
A day.
Oh, a day. Well, that's a lot of money, dude.
33 it's about 3.5 times more than 9 cents a day.
Yeah.
33 cents.
So you lied to us.
It's 33 cents.
It's $9. It's $10 a month. No chance. No
33
chance.
Cents a day.
No, it's $10 a month.
You won't pay 33 cents.
No, their content sucks.
You like
except for that aerial graphic. That was cool.
Was that not worth 33 cents?
More of that?
And maybe.
And I'm in.
No, you're not.
You like that? You like that?
It is September 25, 2024. Time now for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. It is a very special day, September 25th. The P1s know this.
Our anniversary.
Well, most importantly, it is my 15th wedding anniversary with Nurse Nice.
Mm. We've been together longer.
Secondarily, it is our 19th show anniversary.
Well, then how is that anniversary more important?
Because she's more important than you.
Well, I've been around longer
in my life.
I'm just saying.
It is also Chauncey Billups' birthday, I'm finding out.
And I'll put out, too.
So we're going to have to... Well, I think she will, too. She said she wants to have sloppy sex tonight.
How about that? What about some Larry Craig? I'll Larry Craig.
Should I have repeated that?
Probably not. Do I have to do some toe tapping? I don't think I have a wide enough stance to reach you. What happens if next break you come back from the bathroom and I've just moved my chair and my computer right next to you? We just sidled up a little bit.
I'm gay.
Chauncey turning 48. It is also National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Wait, you're older than Chauncey Billups?
Yeah, by a year.
Hmm. Interesting.
Better resume, too.
You have more wins. Did Chauncey just get elected into the Hall of Fame?
Sure. I don't know.
I think he did, right? I was going to look at Buck. I love that we turn, like, I went to ask Buck for a confirmation.
He's not even in
there. He's not even in there.
He probably had to poop.
He just leaves right in the middle of segments.
Yeah. 2024 class of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame.
Bingo.
He'll be enshrined in August.
Yeah, I didn't need you, Buck.
Good for him.
He's probably listening to us right now in the can. Way to go.
Old player, that guy. So I have the top 5 one-hit wonders.
Top 5 one-hit wonders?
Yeah. Why are you confused by that?
What do you mean? Just... Okay.
Well, it's One-Hit Wonder Day.
Oh!
I said that.
I didn't hear One-Hit Wonder Day. I'm sorry.
Damn it, Jason.
Well, you came for...
Are you blinded by my beauty?
It's possible. Well, I was thinking about sloppy. you're throwing out sloppy sex tonight. And I'm like, well, this, now you got me all thinking. And now you're throwing in one-hit wonders. When you said the top five one-hit wonders, I was like, where the hell is that coming from?
By the way, all my doing it is sloppy.
Gets a little messy, does it?
So this list has Tony Basil, Mickey.
Okay.
Number five.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey.
Bright Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy.
Okay.
At number four.
I can't believe that thing was a hit.
Totally.
I mean, the Mickey one at least is kind of catchy.
Mickey's a good tune.
I get it. But I'm Too Sexy, I shake my little tush on the catwalk. Hey, welcome back, Buck.
Hey, what's up, Buckley? Well, I had to squirt.
You shake your tush?
Did you have to squirt?
Yeah, I had to squirt.
Number three is Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen.
See, that's better. That's a better song than either one of those other two.
Number two is Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
Okay, that's good. I stand corrected.
And the number one one-hit wonder, Los Del Rio, The Macarena.
Oh, come on.
Space Force.
Really? Yeah.
Yes, Space Force.
That list was fine going in order. But Macarena, get out of here.
You want the rest of the top 10?
Yeah, just what do we got? Because there are two of those songs are legit. The Come On Eileen and what was the...
Mickey?
Tainted Love.
Oh, Tainted
Love.
Yeah.
Those are two good songs. The Macarena blows. That's like, it's like Who Let the Dogs Out.
I don't know that... Is it? Well, I guess it is saying best.
That's stupid.
I think there's also an element of the band really never did anything.
Yeah.
Which makes it a one. And, you know, Macarena was really popular. I'm not saying it's good. It's just really popular.
It was like Luftballoons on there. Yeah. 99, say Luftballoons.
Nina, 99 Luftballoons is 10. Gerardo Rico Suave is number 9. Aha, Take On Me is number 8, which is a great song.
That is a great song. Have you heard they do the acoustic version?
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that guy can sing. That guy. Yeah. Aha, whoever he is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby is number 7. And Baja Men, Who Let the Dogs Out?
See, I have a problem with Ice Ice Baby, because that's a one-hit wonder. What about the turtle rap from Ninja Turtles 2?
Go Ninja Go.
Go Ninja Go. Hello.
Didn't Vanilla Ice have another song or two?
Yeah, I think so.
It's not really a one-hit wonder.
Well, look.
We can't name them.
We just did. Go Ninja Go.
So he's a two-hit wonder.
Well, it's more than one.
Yeah. I thought there was another one that he had.
I think he had a couple. I do. I think Vanilla Ice had more than just one. Huh. All right. Well, of those, let me state for the record, definitively, Take On Me, the best of those one-hit wonders.
Eastmoreland Golf Course has a new maintenance crew. Why am I telling you this?
Yeah, please.
Is that big news?
It doesn't seem that way, although I do like Eastmoreland. I don't get out there much because it's on the other side of town, but it's a nice little muni. I'm more of a Rose City guy.
They are goats.
Oh, get right the hell out of
they
town.
They have hired goats.
I love goats.
Yeah.
Where they just did, like, eat the berries and whatnot?
Well, they have a team of goats. They want to tackle some overgrown vegetation without using harmful chemicals or loud machinery. And I thank them for that.
Yeah.
And the people of Eastmoreland probably thank them
absolutely
for that.
Absolutely.
So they put a team of goats down there. And it's kind of cool because they're overseen by a llama.
Even better.
Yeah.
So if I'm like on hole 6,
yeah,
can I just, are they right there?
I don't know exactly where they are. They're in a ravine, it says.
Huh.
And the llama is there so that the coyotes don't attack the goats. Because apparently coyotes, I don't know, llamas scare off coyotes. I don't know.
They're eating the pets.
Look, again, I have not been to Eastmoreland in a long, long time, but if you told me that I get to interact with goats and llamas, I'd show up. I want to go to that one course where the goats are the caddies.
Yeah, that's out in, that's called,
Yeah, it's out.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
It's out in the sticks, right?
It's a really nice place.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
But I've heard, what is that called? Sylvie's Ranch?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, I've heard the goat caddies are way overrated because they just wander off. They don't care about you. And they don't care about your golf clubs.
I kind of like the idea of, you son of a bitch, I need my 5-iron. He's just as off.
During the pandemic, when I was working on the morning show with Dusty, we talked to like the head grounds person. I don't remember the name of the place, but we talked to the person who ran the goat caddies because we just needed stuff to talk about.
What did he say?
They had goat caddies.
I love
about what you said.
Like nothing. Like, yeah, you're supposed to. So what they do is they give you like, I don't know if it's peanuts or whatever they give
something
you
to
keep in your pocket so that you feed them so that they follow you. But the guy I talked to that played out there said, yeah, they don't follow you.
That wouldn't surprise me. But the idea, like, if you could give me, if you could get me a trained animal, like a mini donkey or something, and have that be my caddy, I would take that every time.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be amazing. Strap my clubs to like a little mule. Little pack mule like you had at the Grand Canyon, and he just follows me around. I'm sorry, that would be amazing. And someone saying they were at Eastmoreland just last week, and he saw the goats on number 13.
Yeah, hole 13, I guess, is where the ravine is. Yeah. It's the par 5 there. They don't want to put herbicides in there, so they just brought in some goats.
Kick ass.
Yeah.
Goats
kinda
for the win.
Cool.
I like what Eastmoreland has going
on. Yes, that's a very Portland thing.
Yes, it is.
Love that. What if you had a foursome where you had a goat caddy? You had one of those guys riding a motorcycle that, you know, I've seen those like two-wheeler.
Yeah, and the where the engine would be, where the gas tank would be, that's where your clubs
puts his clubs on there.
Yeah, they
had those, that guy.
Had a bunch of those dudes out at Royal Oaks.
And then you had
the board. Shehalem had those golf boards, yeah.
Yeah, the golf board. Yeah. And then you had electric cart guy.
Am I power ranking the coolness or the douchiness of it? So I gotta say,
well, I mean, it's the same thing. It's inverse, right?
Yeah. I think the motor. Right. I think the motorcycle one. It's a
little much.
It's a bit much.
It's a little look at me.
It's a bit.
But wouldn't the donkey be, or the goat?
No,
like I mean,
be,
that's
that would be the best one.
It's look at it's me, not, but it's also like, wow,
it's
this
ass.
Is great.
Dude, if someone had a goat and they named it like Dadgummit and it was trained and followed them around, oh my gosh, that'd be the best thing ever, right? You could teach it to go
it's
pull.
Dadgummit mistake.
What if you could teach it to pull the pin? He just wanders out there.
I don't
there.
Think you want him stomping on the greens, though.
takes his little goat turds and leaves them on the green. You got to putt through that. And you get out the rake and, you know, brush them aside. I love that.
Somebody said, sure hope the llama does his job. There was a goat massacre at another club in town. What is that now? I want to know. What's
Coyote's
he talking about?
Probably well,
the llama was not enough of a deterrent.
Well, I know, but what other club has goats? I've never heard of this other than Sylvie's Ranch.
I don't know. Maybe that's the one. You ever seen a goat massacre? My goats were murdered by a pack of Rottweilers when I lived out in Woodburn. It is horrific. It's not pretty. Turns out when dogs kill things, it's not a real neat sort of thing. There's just stuff strewn about. So,
what about a Labrador caddy?
You have to get a big lab, though.
Well, you have a couple of them.
Yeah, I was gonna say you need
one
like,
carrier wedges. You have a little putter dog.
Have you seen in Japan they have Labrador rickshaws for little kids? It's adorable.
So the kids sit
in a rickshaw.
The lab pulls them around.
Yeah, yeah,
huh.
Yeah. They're like for like some kids like for their schools. Like yeah, they get in these little rickshaws and the dogs pull them.
I get the feeling Isaac doesn't like that for the dog.
Oh, the dogs love it. They think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's okay. What I was thinking was like...
The kid's like 4.
Wouldn't the dog like dump the kid all the time? Like
I don't know.
They like, must be well trained.
Some of these videos,
those dogs can be a little...
They're the cutest things ever.
We gotta break. Hey, are we being poisoned? Next on The Fan.